From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The U.S. Forest Service announced Wednesday that Brenda Halter has been named the new supervisor of the Superior National Forest. Halter comes to the Duluth Forest Headquarters with 18 years of Forest Service experience, most recently leading the development of the new forest planning rule for the entire 193 million-acre National Forest System. Halter replaces Jim Sanders, the longtime Superior supervisor, who retired in December. Halter is married with four children. Her husband, Al Williamson, also works for the Forest Service as the Assistant National Wildlife Program Manager. Halter will take her post in charge of the more than 2 million-acre National Forest in May. Tim Dabney, who has served as acting forest supervisor since Sanders left, will return to his post as deputy forest supervisor. In its largest purchase ever, the Voyageurs National Park Association has bought a 61.55-acre property on behalf of Voyageurs National Park. The parcel is on the north side of the Capitogama Peninsula on the Kempton Channel of Rainy Lake. Once the property is transferred to the National Park Service, buildings on the property will be removed and scenic views restored for visitors, and the land and shoreline will be returned to natural habitat for wildlife. Voyageurs National Park covers 218,055 acres of land and water in northern St. Louis and Coochiching counties. There are more than 900 acres of privately owned properties within the park. A federal judge says plans can proceed to redraw routes where off-road vehicles may travel in the Superior National Forest. U.S. District Judge Susan Richard Nelson ruled last week against three environmental groups who sued to stop the plan. The plan is part of a nationwide effort to restrict motor vehicles to designated roads and trails in U.S. forests. The groups argued the Superior National Forest Plan violates environmental and land management laws. Forest officials say their plan will benefit the environment by reducing mileage open to public motorized use. Although off-road vehicles will not be allowed in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness, the groups argued allowing all-terrain vehicles near the wilderness area's border will increase noise levels. A proposal to raise hunting and fishing license fees has been put on hold in the Minnesota Senate. Republican author Senator Bill Ingebretson tabled the bill after he attempted to amend the House bill. Ingebretson says Democratic Senator Tom Bach took down the amendment by objecting to its elimination of conservation fishing licenses. Bach says he sponsored the cheaper conservation license years ago to preserve fish stocks by letting anglers volunteer to take home fewer fish than the usual limits. The Department of Natural Resources says higher fees are needed to avert budget cuts. Walleye and northern pike may be safe until Mother's Day weekend after all, if discussion in the Senate committee is any indication. Members of the Senate Environment and Natural Resources Committee this week expressed no support for moving the fishing opener to the 5th of May, a week earlier than the traditional Mother's Day opener. A record warm March prompted a drive to move up this year's fishing opener. Then walleyes were spawning earlier than normal. Now, however, fish experts say spawning has slowed and is closer to normal, raising a concern among biologists that an early opener could hurt the fish. Anglers told the committee that they, too, were concerned for fish and urged lawmakers to keep the opening as is. Representatives of resort organizations said their members are divided on the subject, but whatever lawmakers do, they want a decision as soon as possible. With 20 days left before the opener, getting things done in time would be difficult. A leading House member on outdoor issues said the final decision can't come until sometime next week. That would be too late, according to resort owners. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.